Hey friend, welcome back to the show. And today, I just wanted to have this conversation about pain and God and feeling as though if God is good, why am I in so much pain? And I know I have talked about this before, but I want to talk specifically to the person, to you, that maybe nobody really told them that when they follow Jesus, that pain is still going to come. I recently had a coaching consultation with a upcoming client of mine, and she said something that I think so many of us can relate to. I've done all the right things, but why did this happen to me? I'm a Christian. Nobody told me that. And I'm not going to use her example, that I'm just going to add in my own here, that, my family would leave me, or my husband would have an affair, or I would, lose this best friend over following Jesus. We don't necessarily get warned about that, right? We just hear God is good and he died for you. And I get that. And these are good things. But I think that when we follow Jesus, sometimes we in our minds believe, well, things won't be as bad, right? And that's really what I want to talk to you about today. That as followers of Jesus, we will have to navigate unexpected pain, grief, and forgiveness. And I also want to say, I'm sorry if you kind of came in and you started following Jesus, and maybe you weren't explained properly, or you weren't really talked to about how suffering it still exists. It doesn't go away. And that there will be a time where in our life of these up and downs of navigating this. So I'm going to talk about pain, and I'm going to talk about grief today, and I'm going to talk a little bit about forgiveness. Before we get started in today's episode, I just want you to know that I have open spots available for my one-on-one coaching. You can do per hour, or I also have coaching packages. And I have more than 15 years of experience as a coach, coaching in different fields. My formal education, I have extensive practical experience. And most importantly, I just learned that when I work with women, and what yields the best results? And that is seeing them as a whole person. And I understand thought patterns, not just because I am certified to teach them, but because I've lived through them. And I really believe that that's what sets me apart from other Christian mental health coaches. And it's something that I'm passionate about. And the Lord has called me to, is to help women break free of bondage, to work through past pain, but address getting unstuck, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, fear, knowing your worth, anger, anxiety, stress management. We talk about all of that, especially inside of the one-on-one coaching together. So head to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching. The link will be in the show notes wherever you're listening to, and you get to book a 20-minute free consultation so that we can even get to know each other a little bit more. Okay, with that being said, let's get to this episode. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God.
We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back.
I'm sure you're here because you've thought this before. I did all the right things. How could this happen to me? And then you made me think, why didn't someone tell me? As I have said in the intro. And you're saved because you're raising your hand. And I get it. Something we are not often prepared for is pain, because most of us spend our lives swearing off pain, avoiding pain, and convincing ourselves we're fine and we're okay. So the problem with pretending is that one day that pain will find us. If you were to work with me one-on-one and me as your coach, that is something that we really, really focus on, is that we don't want your pain to continue to rule you anymore. But pain, it threatens our sense of safety with God and other people. And it's really why phrases such as, you should never have a bad day with Jesus, get over it, it's no big deal, it's part of life, it's time to move on, I don't really see what the big deal is, it could be worse, pray more, they never help, right? I remember being in a culture where you weren't really allowed to have bad days. And if you talked about anything that wasn't joyful, you would kind of get corrected, like, well, it could be better, or it could be worse. And I think I really didn't recognize how sick, physically sick, that was making me too. And because I was denying my reality by pretending, well, I'm okay. And I was literally just quoting healing scriptures over my body. And I can look back now and say that wasn't really producing fruit in my life. Just pretending like, you know, I'm with Jesus, so I shouldn't feel sad. And that can be very damaging for a lot of us. And that was damaging for me. And, you know, I can look back and say, like, a lot of the times it was about, well, my faith in God wasn't strong enough because I'm just supposed to be literally happy every single day. So when we're in the thick of our pain, we wrestle with the very nature of who God is, which is why those phrases are so hard to grasp. You know, again, we go back to, why didn't somebody tell me this? Jesus, he came to set me free, right? Which he did. But why do I still have this pain? Why did somebody still hurt me? Why did this affair happen? Why did this estrangement happen? Why did my parents not really love me or take care of me? God, if you're supposed to love me, then why? And I think questions are actually very, very healing, because they lead us to God, to the real nature of God, and not what our pain and not what the people of this world have convinced us of who God is. If God's people don't care about me, then does God really care about me? Right? I think we ask ourselves that question because it just doesn't make sense to us. But here's what I want you to know, is that all the feelings that you feel after heartbreak and loss, this is normal. Here's some feelings that you're probably going to feel. You're going to have distorted thinking patterns. You might have irrational thoughts. You might have fearful thoughts. You might have feelings of despair and hopelessness, out of control or numbed emotions, change in sensory perception. You might have increased in irritability, memory lags, inability to concentrate, obsessive focus on the loved one. If you've lost somebody, losing track of time, really increase or decrease of either appetite or sexual desire. These are real things that happen to our bodies and in our bodies when we experience heartbreak, loss, pain. There's this way our bodies are designed and created, and they're all a part of this grieving process. And that's how we really navigate this unexpected pain and grief, is recognizing that these feelings that we experience are normal. when we experience loss, we disconnect from cognitive reasoning. And that is really our ability to think clearly and make logical decisions. That shuts off. And the only way we truly find healing is with Jesus, is when we become okay with identifying our losses, because every loss we feel is personal, it's real. And I'm not just talking about losing someone that you love or a person. I'm talking about a job. I'm talking about transitions of seasons of life where your kids are out of the house or your kids are going into new grades. Like all of that, it matters. It matters. It matters. I recently had a friend whose son was getting married. He's married now, but it was her youngest son. You know, all of their children are out of the house. And she and her husband, they're just like in a new phase of life. And this was a really big deal and transition for her. Even though he's already been out of the house before getting married, it was just kind of like everyone kept telling her like, this is a part of life. But to her, it was like her son, her youngest son getting married, it was still felt like a loss, even though it was such a good thing. And I just continued to tell her like how normal her feelings were, because this was a transition season for her and her husband, along with her son. And the reason why it felt like a loss was that even though it's a good loss, is we make a covenant in a marriage, right? We read scripture in Genesis. It was her son was officially leaving his mother and father. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. And I just kept telling her, it's okay. Listen, these feelings are normal. And she would cry and she'd walk through it and the wedding's over and she's doing okay. But she needed somebody to give her permission to actually say, it's okay. This is a normal process of grieving. This is why it's so important to recognize and honor the pain. It's not about getting over it. It's not about moving on, especially when no one warned you that this would happen still. It might feel like you're being blindsided. A lot of my biblical studies address pain on some level. So I have a biblical study on stress and anxiety. I have a biblical study on anger, on forgiveness, and on rebuilding trust. And I just keep writing them, but every single one of them deals with pain, something that we have to confront. And the reason why I started writing these biblical studies was so that each person reading them could get a biblical, practical, and clinical view of what's happening to us. And sometimes it's really hard for us to confront a good God when something doesn't feel so good. In Psalm 73:26, it says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and portion forever. And this reminds us that both the body and the mind grieve. Something important to remember as you're kind of reconciling, like, hey, I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm a Christian. I'm walking through this pain that I really wasn't expecting, is that pain is a place of visitation and not a place of habitation. We don't have to live in our pain. We merely visit and tend to it, putting it back in its proper position at the feet of Jesus. Now, this is where I'm really going to talk about for the forgiveness piece quickly, because I know I have other podcasts on this, but walking out forgiveness really requires to me a both and thinking. And God is like, meaning God is with us in our pain and our hurt as we walk out this forgiveness, as much as he's saying for us to let go of the anger, to not ruminate on our feelings or cause strife that leads us to sin. So he's not saying to ignore our reality. He's saying he's with us in our suffering and the Holy Spirit is our great comforter through it all. He's aware of our bitterness and anger. He's aware of the questions that we have that we don't understand. He's aware of that. And I just want to give you permission to say, it's okay to ask those questions. You know, book a consultation with me and work with me one-on-one, and we can work through these questions together. So many, I think, of these questions keep us stuck. I think you're so close to a breakthrough most of the time, but we're afraid to go to the place that makes us vulnerable. So forgiveness is not about finding redeeming qualities that makes a person worth forgiving. It doesn't require a person to minimize pain, suffering, or the importance of forgiveness or the experience. Forgiveness doesn't mean that we're saying it, this doesn't matter. We're not enabling sin or putting ourselves back in harm. And it's not waiting to feel something. Forgiveness also doesn't wait for an apology. But forgiveness is a command of love from the Father. You can see that in Ephesians 4:32. It says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Forgiveness is a willingness to no longer hold yourself or someone else captive. We see that in Colossians 3:13, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Forgiveness is choosing to process what happened to you and how it happened to you. James 1:19 through 20. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. A big one is that forgiveness is not reconciliation. Matthew 18:15 says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. It's a decision. Forgiveness always starts with you and ends with you, but it really involves God. And I say ends with you because reconciliation is what involves two people, not forgiveness. And I wanted to say again, you're going to experience unexpected pain and hurt. But the most important thing that I tell a lot of my coaching clients is pain's going to come. It's going to come again, and it's going to come again. And I don't want you to be afraid of that. The more that we can understand that pain is going to ebb and flow in our lives, the more capable we are of being able to handle that pain when it comes. So many of my clients have spent years saying, I'm never going to experience that again. I never want that to happen again. Raise your hand. Are you laughing? Are you smiling? Because you're like, yeah, I've said that too. Yeah, me too. But when I let go of this idea that pain is never going to happen, or I'm going to try to shield myself, that means that when I shield myself, I also block myself from receiving love and getting love. So I'm sorry if you didn't know that pain would still come. But the hope and the good news is that you have the one that's here to take it. The one that says, here's my way. The one that says, I'm with you. The one who bears all, who's safe. You don't have to pretend to. So the pain will come, but the pain will go. It can be a place of visitation, but it does not have to be a place of habitation. And again, book a free consultation with me. We can do this one-on-one. But I want you to know that there is hope. No matter how far you feel gone, He is still there with you. The Holy Spirit is with you, and He can't leave you. With that, as always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.
I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because He delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.